Up next is Genesis.
Is everybody here? Is everybody ready? Hit it! I don't care about expensive things. Cashmere coats, diamond rings don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying,
I need you.
Let me see her standing there. An honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love. Now, maybe you think I'm talking about physical love. Well, I'm not. Not just physical love, there's other kinds of love, like love of justice, love of legal procedure, love of lending a hand to someone who really needs you. Those kinds of love are what I'm talking about. But physical love ain't so bad either. It may sound odd, but all I care about is love. Yup-a-bum-ba-bum-ba-boo-boo-boo. Yup-a-bum-ba-boo-boo-boo. Honest to God, all I care about is love. Show me long raven hair flowing down about to there. And when I see her running free, keep your money, that's enough for me. I don't care for driving Packard cars or smoking long buck cigars. No, no, not me. All I care about is doing the guy in who's picking on you, twisting the wrist that's turning the screw. All I care about is.
That was Genesis with All I Care About from Chicago. What was his voice actor again? I just closed.
Jerry Orbach.
Jerry, him, who was the voice of Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast.
And the guy from Aladdin 3.
Rest in peace, Jerry Orbach.
Rest in peace, Lenny.
Wait, he was also in Aladdin 3?
Yeah, he's.
Who was remember, Aladdin 3?
He was the bad guy. remember the song that rusted?
Oh
my God, that was him?
Yes, Ambie, that was him.
I didn't know that was him. I loved that movie.
I think you had the same reaction last season.
I love that movie.
Genesis.
sorry, Genesis. Go, Jeffers, go.
I'm not really familiar with this song. Like, I should be familiar with Chicago, but my extent of Chicago is what Sharice gave us for the radio one week. Genesis, I thought your song was vocally very good. But my only nitpick was that I thought you could have used a little bit more dynamics early on in the song, because after the part where the music breaks and he says something about, like, physical love ain't so bad either or something like that, after that it started getting goofier and funnier, and I thought your dynamics were much better after that break. And
I never heard that part of the song before. Really? I've never heard that part of the song before.
Might have been a little bit. Unless it was. I don't know if there's a difference between the movie and the stage version.
See, I've seen the movie version, and I have the sheet music for the stage version, and I've never heard that before. Ever.
This is like one or two songs I don't really know from this musical. I will say that.
All right, continue on, because I just had to throw that in while it was up on the
Yeah,
table.
I just would have liked a little bit more dynamics a little bit earlier on, because it was getting kind of like to the love, ugly bug ball, where it sounds somewhat similar, and it needs a little, like, razzle-dazzle to keep some excitement in there. But and I also thought, like, the very end part, you could have gone a little bit bigger and more over the top. But what I got was, I was reasonably happy with. So overall, good. And, oh, and he's immune from last night, too.
So, yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Totally forgot yes. about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. As Aladdin.
I love that he used the term razzle-dazzle. That made me lol.
I was thinking it, too. I was going to hit from the old razzle-dazzle.
See, I was another, so sly.
Which is another really fun song. I like the voice she put for this was interesting. The acting sections were cute. And, like, the first part, I think I will agree with Jeffers. It was a little... Whatever Jeffers says, because I'm having brain farts right now. But yeah, this was nice, but it could have been done a little bit bigger on some parts or little sections. Embi?
See, for me, I liked the first half better than I liked the second half, which is like a polar opposite of Jeffers' notes. I don't know. Like, I liked your sway, like, in the swagger you had in this song, and I liked the notes, but I thought that you could have been bigger overall with it. Like, a little bit more... See, I always picture Billy Flynn's character is just so, like...
Con artist.
Like Jeffers said, razzle-dazzle. He's, like, a con artist, like, used car salesman. Like, he's... But, like, a smooth, suave car salesman. So it's like, he's like the Casanova of used car salesman.
Okay.
Listen. And like, I just didn't get that kind of like extravaganceness to the character that I was hoping for in this. And I said, I've never heard the physical love part before. I was like, what is going on here? And at the very end of it, like there was this really funny part line in there about like, something about, like, physical love is okay, too. And you completely miss, like, the comedic timing on that. Like, I was kind of like, oh, this... Like, I was laughing up until that point. But then when, like, you miss the comedic timing on that line, I was like, took me way out of it. And then, I don't know, I felt like the ending part where it was kind of getting, like, you know, rah, like, when the real razzle-dazzle, like, jazz-handsy part was coming in, I felt like you were holding back. Like, I could feel like you wanted to belt out the notes more, but for some reason you weren't, and I don't know why you weren't. And I wish you would have just, like, let yourself go and done the belting out and really gone for it. Yeah. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like a safe, dry run through the song instead of, like, a powerful
yeah.
version.
Yeah, it was, like, a... It was like a performance level 6 or 7 when you should have gone for a 10.
Mm-hmm. Silence.
I like how when we just run out of stuff to say, there's just silence tonight.
With the frogs in the cars.
Yeah, I was about to say the birds.
And the fan. I don't know if you can hear my fan.
No, it's frogs. It's not birds. We don't have birds this late at night.
Oh.
They sound like birds.
Yeah. I will link you a picture later on, Zell. They are frogs, I assure you.
Who's next?
Up next is Sharp Cookies.
Woo! I did not eat Sharp Cookies today. I ate a Sharp Cannoli today.
Oh.
I ate chocolate chip cookies today.
I had chocolate pretzels, and they were sharp.
Alright, and that was Sharp Cookies with Once Upon December, another Anastasia with Liz Calloway.
Yay, more Liz Calloway!
More Anastasia! Alright. I love the intro. You had nice moments of emotion. But one of the bigger nitpicks for me was it started to get a little high for you. And there was another note, but I didn't write it down. So, Amby, go.
Wow, Bella's really starting to lose it.
Yeah, this is late for me. I do physical labor, so I get tired faster.
Sharp Cookies, I really liked this for you. I thought this was a good one for your voice. I liked the nice. It was soft. It was very pretty. It was light. And there was a nice overall build to it. Like, you started soft, and then you built a little bit more, and you built a little bit more, and you built right into the wrong lyrics.
What?
Two nights in a row, Cookies. What is up with the wrong lyrics,
girl? Oh, so that's probably what it was. Cause something threw me off, like before the chorus came in, or it was something that threw me off in the middle of it. I just
far away, long ago, glowing dim as an ember. Things my heart used to know. Things I yearn to remember. She said, "Far away, long ago, growing dim as an ember." And a song someone sings once upon December. And then she said, and a song someone sings once upon December two times in a row. Wrong lyrics, Cookies. And that's my favorite line in the whole song. So I was like, insulted when you didn't sing it. I was like, insulted when you didn't sing it. So now you gotta be careful about stuff like that, because I mean, I didn't notice it when we were recording last night, but I noticed it in the listen that you sang wrong lyrics again last night. And you sang wrong lyrics again tonight. So really be more cautious of that, because I mean, that's two songs in a row, and like, I can forgive you once, I can kind of forgive you twice, even though you sang the wrong lyrics over my favorite line. I'm not gonna forgive you if you screw up the lyrics another time, Cookies.
Be careful.
careful, get lyrics for songs. Don't do these things right from memory, because your memory is not always right. But overall, other than the wrong lyrics, I thought this was great for you, Jeffers.
I agree with Amby. This was a very nice rebound, for me anyway, this was a very nice rebound from last week, because I know last week was, your energy was a problem, I thought you did your energy very well this weekend. Like Amby said, you had a very nice build through the song, and you responded to each swell in the music, and that was great. One of my notes was like, you've encountered a rare Pokemon, Cookies' head voice, so pretty. I don't know, it's getting late.
Oh my god, it is so late.
It's only like 9 o'clock for me, but like, I'm not feeling good. And occasionally your vocal sounded a little bit bright sounding, and like a little bit not harsh, but like strong,
unpolished.
Like, it could have used, I think I like would have liked a little bit softer at times, because some parts sounded a little strong for me. But I thought it was a very nice recovery, and I liked it. It was a good job, Cookies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add from the peanut gallery?
What?
Anything the peanut else gallery is going loopy.
I'm rubbing my eyes as I'm saying that, so that's why it's all like,
ooh. We're it's going way loopy.
It's like when Zelle was judging when she drank some wine.
Let's not bring that back up.
Okay.
Let's forget that night. The only person getting drunk on Happiest Competition on Earth is Melly. Open your mouth, Melly. Shot.
Okay. Let's see. Next.
Speaking of open your mouth, again, I tell the future on this show. Omi Pride is next.
You're so good, Amby.
I'm really good at this. I didn't even know that. I just looked at the list just now. Like, what the hell? It's that backpack buddy ESP.
It is. That has to be what it is.
Tevin Campbell, who was... I know it's the voice of Powerline. It's Tevin.
Tevin.
Tevin. I know he's the voice of Powerline. I know that much.
That's the important part.
That's the important part. That it qualifies.
He's like a R&B singer or something.
Awesome. Omi, right off the bat, like three or four notes in, I was like, huge improvement over last week. Like, just like Cookies, this is like leaps and bounds from last week. Like, this is more the Omi of now rather than the Omi of yesteryear. Literally yesteryear ago. At first I was like, I don't realize the song. And then like once I hit the chorus, I was like, oh, I think I know this song now. Or at least I know lots of songs that are like this, with that like smooth jazz R&B 1990s kind of backtrack feeling. It was very 1990s. Oh, yeah. Whole like early 90s boys to men feel to it, which really works for you, Omi.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing, like, I thought all the notes were good, all the smoothness to it. What I think you need to do, Omi, is after you mix your entire file, just lower the entire file's volume down a couple of notches. Because I found the entire thing to just be a little too loud at my normal volume, where I had to turn you down a lot lower than I would normally have my volume set on my computer. But when I turned the volume down, all the levels were good once I turned the volume down. But just on a normal volume level, just the basic level that a computer would be set at, it was really, really loud. So I just think, and I noticed that when I have to like mix your stuff in it into things, overall, your files are just all very loud. And I think you're just mixing them loud. And I just think you need to, like, rather than, oh, I need to make this louder, rather than like try and make things louder, just try and make it more balanced at a normal volume, rather than make everything like taking things up, but don't, and not bringing things down again. Just equalize it a bit more. And like, cause like, yeah.
That's Jeffers. A good tip. That's a really good tip, Abby.
Because I feel like the harmonies were fine. Like, usually he gets like, oh, the harmonies were off balance. I thought the balances were fine. Just overall, the whole thing was mixed a little too loud.
Mm-hmm. And usually what I do when I mix is usually I record my vocals and then I run a couple of stuff on it to make it like sound better. But then I'll lower the backtrack to match the vocals, not the other way around, because I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes with my old mic, especially my old Logitech, if I were to raise the volume of my recorded vocals, then because my mic is not the greatest quality, it makes my quality overall sound kind of funky when I make the volume louder than it was recorded at. So like,
yeah, and when you're raising stuff like that, that's when it starts getting risky of topping, because you're making things louder and the loudness is compounding on each other. So while an individual file might not be topping by itself, if you're adding five loud layers on top of that, the five layers are going to make it start topping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good tip. And if anything, if the whole thing is solved, you can normalize the whole thing at the end and that'll be fine. Like,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, just
but continue on, Jeffers, because that was all my notes. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, aside from the overall loudness, I thought it was mixed very well. Much, much, much better than last week. Thank you, Omi. Harmonies were very nicely leveled. My only nitpicks were occasionally some of your runs could have been a little bit cleaner, because some of them sounded a little bit, like, smooth. Like, not smooth, but, like, the notes weren't separated enough for my liking sometimes. It sounded a little bit slurred. Yeah, okay. Anyway, you get what I mean, but that's all. Overall, I like this Omi, Tizelle.
I'm so happy you did this guy, Omi. I'm so happy I found that West Side Story song for you when I did the special. Because you really fit the style vocally, and it showed. My only real nitpick was the almost topping. That's my only real nitpick. So yeah.
Okay, good job, Omi.
Once again, we hit that 3:30 a.m. tired blank air. Everybody's done. Moment.
Yeah, we seem to be getting that a lot tonight.
Well, we started late.
Yes, on my part. Yeah. I am
Thanks,
sorry.
Thanks, Jeffers.
I am sorry. Yes. I need to go back to college so I can start on time and not be disrupted.
I wish you could go back to college. In college, we started on time.
Oh, I just caught that.
Thank you, Ambie. That was quite lovely.
Oh my god, I'm crazy. Who's next, Hurry?
Oh, next.
Read to me.
Who is immune? I remembered that part.
Yes, good job, Hurry.
I'm all alone, all by myself. There is no one here beside me. I'm all alone, quite all alone. No one to comfort me or guide me. Why is there no one here with me? On the long and winding road to lift my heavy load. If there were someone here with me, how happy I would be. But I'm alone, quite all alone. All by myself, I'm all alone. I'm all alone.
It's all alone.
All by myself.
Except for me.
I cannot face.
He cannot face
tomorrow.
It.
I'm all alone.
So I am here.
So all alone.
So very near.
No one to share my sorrow.
No, it seems quite clear to me, because I'm the working class. I am just the horse's ass. He sells me down the river. So what am I? Chopped liver?
But I'm alone.
Oh, no, you're not.
So all alone.
I'm here, you twat.
All by myself, I'm all alone.
He's all alone.
All alone.
All by himself.
All by myself.
There is no one here beside him. He's all alone.
All alone.
Apart from us. No one to comfort him or guide him.
Each one of us is all alone. So what are we to do? In order to get through, we must be lonely side by side. It's a perfect way.
All alone,
each by ourselves, we're all alone.
And that was Read to Me singing I'm All Alone. His actor was Tim Curry, who was, what was his name?
Forte.
The evil, what was it called?
Organ
fanfare piano thing in Beauty and the Beast and Enchanted Christmas.
This is from Spamalot! I love this show.
Yeah, wasn't someone like hoping he'd sing Spamalot or something? Was that Zell?
No, I guess I'm like, if it's not Rocky Horror, it's gonna be Spamalot.
Good job. Reed, let's see. I like this overall. What was the backstory behind this song? It was very amusing to listen to.
The backstory behind this song is King Arthur, who's the Tim Curry character. It's based on Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Okay.
Where they have people that run after them, like clanking the
coconuts
together. That's the horses. And that's Patsy, who's his, like, manservant slash horse slash, like, right-hand man.
Right.
So it's just a muttle.
He's been completely separated from all his other knights. So he's singing this song about how he's all alone because all of his knights are gone. But Patsy is standing, like, right there. And Patsy's like, hello, I'm right here. And then, like, in the middle of the song, like, all the other characters of the entire show show up. And they're, like, standing right there. And he's still singing about how he's all alone. And everyone's, like, joining in. And Patsy's just standing like, what the fuck? We're all right here. You're not alone. Turn around.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. Because my notes are kind of, like, sporadic. Because one of my first notes was, like, first voice. Sounds very unusual. He sounds almost melodramatic or, like, goofy sounding. Is that intentional? ? So I guess you got that across good for me, Reed. And I thought the Cockney Reed was also extremely amusing. I like that part a lot. And because he was so, like, goofy and energetic sounding, it kind of, like, pushed your King, with the King Arthur?
Yes.
It kind of made your King Arthur voice sound a little bit less, more, like, I don't know, not as interesting, but overall I thought it was good, and I don't know what you did, but I liked how you did the chorus, and you avoided that clony sound, even though it was only you.
Yes, he did!
I don't know how we did that.
Reverb,
different voices.
Lots of different voices.
Like, in different levels of reverb on each of them, maybe.
Yeah, but...
That's pretty much what I meant.
But yeah.
I think the key to it was a lot of different voices, all at a low level, so that you don't just hear, like, one voice standing out over the other. They kind of all blend together into one group voice. So the voices were really, really different, but they were all also very, very low. Like, I think that if it mixed them louder, we would have been able to say, like, oh, those two standing out are a little similar, and it would have gotten a little clony.
Yeah, but I was very impressed with your mixing on the chorus and, like, the overall sound of it. It sounded very nice and full without that clony, fuzzy sound. And I also like your background ooze and something towards the end. Overall, I like this a lot, Reed. Zell?
Yeah, I pretty much like this too. The only real nitpick is, like, when you first had the first two characters, Patsy and Arthur, I could have liked a little bit more distinctiveness, but as the song went on, it got a lot better. But that's my only nitpick. Ambie?
I loved your Patsy. I thought your Patsy was hilarious. I could kind of see a little bit about what Zell's talking about like, the differentiations of voices, but it wasn't so much in, like, the actual, like, tone of the voice that I thought needed a difference, but, like, a little bit more care. I think Arthur needed a little bit more character, like, a little more melodrama, I think, even, like, a little bigger, the I'm all alone, just a little bit bigger with that. But Patsy, I thought, was done very nicely, and I was very happy with that, and I was just, overall, you got the comedy of the song, and I loved how you did the chorus, and it was not clony at all. I was so happy. Bravo for no cloniness. I'm done.
Yes, I approve your mixing read. That was very good. Okay, so let's see. Oh, and
good, no army of reads.
Good. I'm glad you picked this too, even though you were immune. Like, it was a good pick.
Yeah.
Whatever your other one was. Up next is Lash.